You're listening to the Do Gooders podcast. A smile really does make the greatest gift. It's something Aline Cobb Adams knows well. When her five children open a gift just for them on Christmas morning, those smiles make memories. Yet millions of American parents cannot afford to buy their kids Christmas presents, and the holidays can add additional financial and emotional stress. 5 years ago, Aline was in this group and signed up for the Salvation Army Angel Tree Program. You could say the Salvation Army's mission shines brightest at Christmas time, a time when the organization celebrates the birth of Christ by spreading his hope, love, and joy to those who need it most. From grocery, utility, and gift assistance to holiday events or worship services that provide healing and hope, the Salvation Army works across the country to assist people through gifts that serve the body, mind, and soul. And the Angel Tree Program is one of the ways we do it. It's for families in crisis as a result of medical issues, unemployment, homelessness, or other difficult circumstances, and who otherwise wouldn't have the resources to celebrate Christmas. Names of these children are added to tags and placed on Christmas trees as ornaments. Anonymous donors can then take a tag and adopt an angel, shopping for that child and purchasing a gift to help make Christmas merry for that boy or girl. And each year, through generous Angel Tree donors, the Salvation Army helps to put new clothes and toys under the tree for a million children. Aline's kids received gifts just for them that Christmas, and the family learned more about the Salvation Army and their community of Kaneohe, Hawaii. They started attending worship services, became members of the congregation, and now, 5 years later, Aline is instrumental in running the community food pantry as a volunteer. She's on the show today to share more about her family's experience and how those simple Christmas gifts led to incredible and lasting change. So whether you adopt an angel this year or give to a Salvation Army Red Kettle, know that you are providing gifts of healing and hope for those who need it most. Allow me to introduce to you today, Aline Cobb Adams.
You're listening to the Do Gooders podcast, a show from the Salvation Army's Caring Magazine, where we firmly believe that good starts with you. We get it. Life is busy, and we know you want to do good, but squeezing another thing into the to-do list is hard. Idea organizer, truth seeker, and good infuser Kristen Thieme will introduce you to people just like you who are doing good right where they are, so you can be inspired to make your world a better, brighter place. Listen in on honest conversations for actions you can take to do good today. Here's your host, Caring Magazine editor, Kristen Thieme.
Tell people who you are, what you're passionate about, and why you care. Find confidence, healing, or simply the satisfaction of finding your voice, owning your story, and sharing it with others. Sign up today and open your inbox to a personal storytelling workshop designed just for you. Head to course.caringmagazine.org to sign up today. That's course.caringmagazine.org. Aline, welcome to the Do Gooders podcast, and thank you so much for being here today.
Hi.
Can you tell us a little bit about you and how you came to meet the Salvation Army?
Yeah, sure. So I've always kind of known about the Salvation Army, not known like what they do as far as knowing that they do like the Christmas project that's out there, but not so much of like it, that it was a church, mm-hmm. first of all. So it was about 5 years ago when I went to sign up for the Angel Tree project that goes on. I was employed actually right next to the Kaneohe Corps that in Kaneohe. I used to work at their nursing home that's right behind of the Salvation Army Kaneohe. And I ended up hearing, I forget how I heard about the sign-ups, and I think I may have saw people there from my workplace, and I ended up going over there one day after work and sending out my children. I was freshly new to being at work. My husband was going through college, so it was a really tight Christmas. Like, we didn't have much money to actually like buy all the children presents that Christmas. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's how I went and signed my children up. And it was then that I found out that the Salvation Army was actually a church. and that they had other services besides the Angel Tree program. So it was then where I met one of the majors, and she was kind enough to show me around and explain to me of what programs they offer at the Salvation Army, which caught my attention because my children are young in age, and just wanting them to get involved and be active in some activities that the Salvation Army had to offer.
Absolutely. That's incredible. Yeah. So can you take us back to that Christmas? And you said your husband was in school and it was a tight Christmas. What did it mean to you to have those gifts for your kids?
Well, it meant a lot because I just had a baby also. So being that I just had a baby, went back to work, everything was just, you know, like we were surviving on one income, which was very little at that time. I was only working part-time. So getting to apply for these gifts that my children would later receive on Christmas, it meant a lot because had I not gone and signed them up, Christmas wouldn't have been as nice as it was that year. You know, just for them to have a gift, even if it's just one gift or two gifts, and actually they got what like we actually put on like the wish list.
Mm-hmm.
It was really nice because, you know, you ask them throughout the year and when it gets closer, like, what would you like for Christmas? And it's things that, you know, they're asking for it, so you know that they're gonna play with it, or, you know, it really means a lot to them. So yeah, it really meant a lot.
And from there you learned more about the Salvation Army. Can you share how your connection grew and how you're involved in Kaneohe today?
So the connection grew, it was like a stop and go. Like, so I ended up signing up the children for what they have, the Troops program.
Mm-hmm.
Are you familiar with Troops?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. I signed up the boys. I have three younger boys that were in elementary age at that time. So I thought it would be really cool for them to get into these activities. And not only the activities, we started being involved with services on Sundays, which really, really was the most important part of the Salvation Army, touching our lives and touching like the relationship that we built with our Lord. Like, I mean, we've always known the Lord, but going to church and going together as a family, it just brought us all closer together.
I love that.
So yeah, getting more involved. I was always a shy person. I would be just, okay, I'm here, I'm going to go to church, you know, we're going to church. And, you know, we did some Bible studies here and there, but I wasn't really involved like I am now. As of last year, I got more involved with taking on more responsibilities, being more available and more growth in learning to live by what the Lord expects of us.
And I understand that you recently became a soldier, a member of the Salvation Army. Why did you decide to do that?
Oh, well, I'm very compassionate toward giving back, and I've had a lot of bumpy roads in my life and struggles, and just been at the very lowest parts, like from having nothing to where we are now. My relationship that grew with the Lord from going to church and really, really taking in the knowledge that our lieutenant now has been instilling in us had really, really made me realize that this is something that the Holy Spirit was calling me to do. Like, at first I didn't understand like why I was doing all these things, like why I would just get up and go. And they helped me realize that that's the Holy Spirit burning inside of me, that calling me to do it. Like, it was my calling to take the classes, understood the classes, and take it into action. So it was really a personal decision within myself to become a soldier.
I love that.
The Salvation Army fights for good in every zip code, finding unique ways to meet need. See what's happening in your community and how you can join in at westernusa.salvationarmy.org. That's westernusa.salvationarmy.org.
And I understand that you're deeply involved in running the Corps' community food pantry as a volunteer among a number of efforts that you do at the Corps. Why are you involved in this way?
So in that way, that takes me back to how I have a lot of compassion for people in need. Like, there is a big homeless population all over the island of Oahu and so forth. Just in my community alone, I see we service a lot of the homeless population. And you get older and younger people who is in need of food, and I can relate to them because I was once in that situation to where I went without, knowing when our next meal would be and not having what the Salvation has to offer now in the food pantry. I didn't have that 10, 12 years ago. And it could be because the location that I was homeless in. But when I started getting more involved with church and I had time in my schedule, I offered my help to the lieutenant and said, hey, I'm if you need me for certain things or, for help, I'm here. And the food pantry was a area that was of need, and it worked out really well because I have a big connection with a lot of the regulars that come, and they end up asking for me. When they come, they look forward to not only receiving the food, but the relationship and conversation that mm-hmm. I build and have with the clients.
What do you love about the Salvation Army as a whole?
I love the openness. I love that there's no discrimination. I love the environment, the atmosphere. I love that I can bring my family there and not feel like we feel welcomed all the way around. And I love that. What I love about it is there's always a lot more to learn, and we're still learning, and it's never ending. And it's exciting because right now I'm learning. I'm in a financial peace class, and that's very eye-opening to managing money and how it ties into the word. So it's very, very rewarding to have all these programs, and how my children are getting more involved, how they went to summer camp this summer and they learned instruments, and my youngest child is involved with learning more of the keyboard/piano. So it really touches my heart that for my children to be taking the time and to be taking in all what the Salvation has to offer is very rewarding. I don't know if that makes sense, but
definitely. I'm so glad to hear it too. Why do you think that the Salvation Army's ministry specifically at Christmas time is important?
It's important in many ways. For one, first of all, there's a lot of families that can't, maybe afford to have Christmas. And it's really nice that the Salvation Army has this program, because it not only can bring a gift to a child, but the story behind Christmas. Maybe they don't know the Lord. Maybe they don't know Jesus and the whole meaning of Christmas. And, maybe they do, and maybe they got lost along the way. But, Christmas, I think, is the most important time of the year that brings families together. It's just a happy time of the year to celebrate, and to have the gifts there for the children is even more special.
Definitely. So what would you say today to a potential donor or volunteer about why their gift of finances or of time really matters?
I would say to them, I would give them a big mahalo, a big thank you, because without your generosity and without your donation, Christmas wouldn't be possible for a lot of these families here on the island. So thank you from the bottom of my heart for giving and giving so graciously. Just know that as being a recipient for the Angel Tree and seeing the reaction on my children's faces is priceless. It's something that you look forward to every year, and something that, I would someday like to be on the other end, and I would love to be a donor. I would love to bless someone at that time of the year. So it really, your donation, your generosity goes a long way. And hearing the stories that some of the donors at the time when they're pulling tithes is, they're so generous and they're so giving. And, and for the volunteer part, I was very shy and all that, and interacting with people and just putting myself out there was kind of hard in the beginning for me. But with the right training and the right support, after getting over all those life here that it just feels so good to give back, and it feels so good to be able to be that person, that volunteer, that help this other person who's in need. So yeah, I would encourage the donors to continue to give, because it goes towards a good cause, and just know that a lot of these families are very, very grateful just to see their faces, and to see when they come and pick up their gifts. It's very rewarding, very rewarding.
Well, Aline, I am so glad that the Angel Tree program brought you into the Salvation Army and into much more involvement. And thank you for all of the good that you do on behalf of the Salvation Army. Thank you for sharing today.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you for calling. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for listening. And until next week, keep on doing good. And we will talk soon.
Thanks for listening to the Do Gooders podcast. Find the show notes for this episode and all past episodes at caringmagazine.org/podcast. And if you love the show, would you share it with a friend? We'll see you next time, Do Gooder.